What?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads, and I say we spell that MADDADS. Men Against Destruction, Defending Against Drugs and Social Disorder, make you want to holler somebody. Oh, yeah. I love Mad Dads. Matter of fact, I think if I could, I would eat, sleep, and matter of fact, I do. I eat, sleep, and drink Mad Dads, Gil. All
right. I eat, drink, and sleep. Coming to work.
Coming to work. Hey, we got Gil Baggins over here. How you doing, Gil?
I'm doing great, man.
Our topic is today is living a life without limits, and we're going to be talking about that. We want our callers to call in. The call-in number today is 347-215-9262, and I know without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that we're going to have some people calling in today. I'm getting ready to click in and let everybody know what's going on in Blog Talk Radio. So the number, 347-215-9262. And let's just talk a little bit about this, Mr. Baggett. Living a life without limits, what does that mean?
Well, living a life without limits, it means don't box yourself in. Expand the horizon of your comprehension. You know, understand that, you know, that, you know, in this life, you're going to have all type of opportunities. And those opportunities may not go along with what you picture your life being. Because a lot of us find ourselves in situations that we say, hey, I never thought this would happen to me. If it does happen to you, you'd have to have the fortitude of your own convictions enough to understand that, hey, this is something that I'm going through, this is something I've got to meet, this is something I got to face head on, and I've got to conquer this, because we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So when we live without limits, that means we are, got the whole world to our
You got the whole world to your, what'd you say?
I wanted to say control, but I'm not going to use that word.
Yeah, I knew you some kind of stalled
you. I'm not going to use that word. I'm going to say we have that whole world to our accessibility.
Yeah, I like that. And one of the things I think will help you live your life without limits is to be honest. Because denial is how you get stuck.
Yeah.
You know, I think so many people are limited what they do because they deny the fact that they don't have the skill, or they deny the fact that they have issues that they need help with, or they deny the fact that they can't get the support that they need, and so they won't get it, so they're just in denial. I'm okay, I'm all right, but you're in denial. Yeah. Denial will keep you from being successful.
That's true.
The other thing is guilt will keep you from going to being unlimited in terms of success. Just knowing that you're guilty, being guilty, and allowing yourself to have guilt on your heart.
Yeah.
You know, if you got guilt on your heart, how are you going to be able to change?
You can't.
You can't change when you know, oh, man, I did that, but I ain't going to tell nobody. Don't you say nothing. You know, yeah. Then you got to stay around certain people because only so many people can know about you and your guilty stuff. So you can't expand on your horizons, because eventually somebody else will find out about how guilty you really are.
That's right.
And I think if you refuse to change, that's a sense of guilt.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say it's a sense of guilt, but it might be just, you know, you know, a lot of people are afraid of change. That's fear. You know, change scares a lot of people, you know. You have a lot of people that just can't deal with the idea of being in a situation, and then all of a sudden they have to some type of catastrophe, they have to move to a certain state, or they this relationship they were dependent on so much and stuff, it changes and things, and a fear sets inside of them, you know, and they get stagnated in the indecision or the process of making a decision.
Well, you know, one of the things that we know for sure is that living your life without limitations means you put serious limitations on your personal spending, and you learn to manage your resources regardless of what size they are. I remember when I used to have a check, man, it would be like about, you know, every 2 weeks it'd be somewhere between $175, $200, you know, something like that. Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Well, you was working at collecting cans.
I forget where I was working at, but it wasn't. I wasn't making much. Yeah,
you wasn't making much.
I wasn't making much, but I made the most out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I made that $100, $200, you know, $275. I made it really stretch, and I managed it. You know, I was able to manage that. Like, you know, I can make it to the next 2 weeks because I refused to go back to what was making me a couple of stacks a week.
Yeah.
Because I wanted my freedom. I liked the fact that I didn't have to keep adjusting my rearview mirror every time I drove down the street or check my driver's license to make sure I didn't have no tickets or make sure that the person riding with me didn't have his pistol with me. I didn't have to do that. So the value of freedom is much more important than the value of having money, because money just gives you option, but it doesn't give you freedom, it doesn't give you love, and it doesn't buy you a security or confidence. It doesn't buy any of that for you.
It doesn't.
And I needed all those things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just think about it, Gil. You've had money,
mm-hmm.
and look at where you're at now. Your life is not about money. You need it to eat and a roof over your head, but your life has totally changed from the value of what money means to you now.
That's true.
You know, and so I think we put limitations on us because, you know, you see guys on the street, man, I can give me some money. But you don't, what do you do with it?
Yeah, what do you do with it? That's right. People put so much emphasis on getting $10, you know. And, you know, I'm like, all right, man, you know, you're going through all these, you're wasting 6 hours out of the day to make $10. When you could have went up and got you a job, man, and you, if you was just making $7 an hour, you would still have not only what your $10, you'd have something else to go along with your $10. And look at all the effort that you're putting into getting this, what you think is going to live and make you happy for this moment. You know, and it's really sad when you sit back and you think about that once was you. You know? And then when you try to, put hands on a person and give them the benefit of your struggle and how you overcame those struggles, to watch them just run from you.
Yeah, and you know what's really serious about that, what you just said, is that debt, to some folks, and I'm just going to say, you know, I'm talking about black folks, they don't care nothing about debt. But I do, because I was just looking at my little credit card balance. I like seeing it go down. I'm not going to ever let it go back up, because I realize that it takes more money to pay for money you get from somebody else.
That's right.
So if you get $5,000 on your credit card and you can't pay it all back that next month, then they're going to make sure they get something. Every time you make a payment, a piece of that goes to them. And you're never going to give them five for that five. You're going to give them $500 and $5,000, or you're going to give them $6,000, you know, and it's going to increase. So debt, to me, people that don't have debt can get credit, and credit is important if you use it properly.
That's right.
You hear about the millionaire that pays 1% on his loan? That's all he pays, and he bought a $53 million home, and he only pays 1%, whereas if me and you bought it, we just pay 15, 20, 25, 27% on that. You know what I'm saying? So what he can do, he can flip that for profit and still make money on that property.
Still make money.
Right. So debt is something you have to reposition yourself to get out of debt, stay out of debt. The other thing I think we need to remember is subconsciously we have a mentality that if I become really successful, I've experienced a negative aftertaste. What's that about? You know, people get successful and they experience an aftertaste.
Well, what you mean by that aftertaste, man, is that, you know, you get to thinking, you know, like some people when they get money, they try to find a place to hide it.
Okay.
And then when they hide the money, you know, like when I was selling drugs,
yep.
You know, sometimes you have a good week. You know how you have one of them fantastic weeks, everybody come past,
that's right,
to your house,
right,
man.
Yep.
And you know, you flipping them like you're crazy and stuff, and you look up in the drawer one on that Friday night, and you got this drawer full of money. And then you put it all together, you arrange, you know what I'm saying, you bungle it up, you put rubber bands on it, plastic bags and all the other stuff, and you go hide it. And then you try to go out and have a good time. All of a sudden, that money starts talking to you. Somebody's messing with me. And you're looking around, you know. And you got to go home and go check and see if the money's safe. You know, so, you know, I think that aftertaste is that fear of success, you know, that fear of accomplishment. you know. And, you know, like people say, well, when I get this money, I'll never be poor again. You know, I'll never want for nothing else again. And then they start filling themselves up with all these materialistic things, you know, flat screen televisions and iPhones and book pads and whatever they call them things.
All that material stuff
and rings and jewelry and all that stuff. And then they still don't find that comfort or that safety, man, you know what I'm saying, or that feeling of fulfillment.
No, you can't be happy with just material things. I found out that you just can't be happy. And I talked about this yesterday, Gil, about how I go through my closet and just get rid of stuff. Because it don't mean nothing, you know. What good is a closet full of stuff when you can't get to the main stuff you want and the stuff you get into you can't fit no more? Mm-hmm. But you holding on to it. Because you spent your hard-earned money on it.
Yeah.
Man, just give it away.
Just
make somebody else happy, man. Yeah. You know, give somebody an opportunity. Listen to this. I can acquire the good things in life and still be a good human being, one who pleases God. You can still do that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with you acquiring good things.
Yes,
you know, I look at you now, I see you recording, man. I look at you now, your pants and slides. You got some sandals on, man, leather sandals. You're looking real GQ. I mean, you're looking great, man. Now, somebody else might be upset with you because they remember when you wasn't looking, you looking a little shabby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so they upset because they still looking a little shabby.
Yeah. But Vinny, since you mentioned that, man, remember I told you the guy. You know, when I first came up here, I was living in the Salvation Army.
Right.
And, you know, and the guys I met, one of the guys I met, you know, he told me, he looked me right in my face, he said, you need to be robbed.
You need to be robbed.
He said, I need to be robbed. Now, I think I told you about that.
Yeah, and that's sad. Now, that's really sad. We got a caller. Blog Talk, wait a minute, that caller just left the air, but you can call us and call in and say what you need to say. All you have to do is push one. That'll let me know that you want to speak. Our call-in number is 347-215-9262. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with V.J. Smith and my man,
Gil Baggett.
I know that's right. I know that's right, man. You say that with some real love. I got somebody from, is that Kansas City? Push one, man. If that's Kansas City, push one on your phone. Let me know you're ready to holler at me. Looks like I got somebody from Kansas City on the wire. I don't know if they're going to talk, but we're talking about living your limit, living your life without a limit.
Right, without a limit.
See, because you can reposition yourself. Sometimes you have to reposition yourself. We got a caller on the line who wants to talk here. The number 6131. How you doing, caller on the line? We got you live. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Patrick Baggett.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, what's up?
Patrick Baggett, yes. Out on the field doing your thing. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking today about limiting living a life without limits.
I think there shouldn't be no limits to living. I think, you know, because we only
absolutely
got one
right
shot at this thing called
absolutely
life and living.
Right.
I think
there
we should just,
no
just do it all. Just do what you're able to do and be happy doing it and don't worry about what other people think. That's my opinion. Hello? Hello? I'm not hearing them either. Hello? I'm still on. Hello? They must have cut off because I'm still on. Hello? You hear me? You hear me right now? Technical difficulties.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I did it again.
Oh, my goodness, everybody. We're back. We're back on air. We lost some listeners. We just had what you call a technical difficulty. We are back right now and glad to be on air with you. We're talking about repositioning yourself, living your life without limits. We got about 13 minutes left for a show, and we're glad that we're able to come back to you. You can reposition yourself, achieve success, and still remain humble. You know, being humble is important. and to remain humble, that means that no matter how much money you get, Gail, or how much cash you get, or how much success you get, you still got the ability to be humble. And being humble is important, okay? And so we want, hey, if you got Facebook or text folks, let them know we're on Blog Talk. We got 13 minutes left, and we want people to call in. Go ahead, and Gil, tell me about being humble. How important is that?
Well, I mean, you know, being humble, you know, you have to be compassionate and show other people that you care, express the gratitude that you have for the achievements that you've had in your life. And that it don't let it make your head swell. It don't let it separate you from your friends. It don't separate you from your responsibilities, to your community or to your job or to all those people and stuff that are far less advantage than you are, you know. So you know when you're talking about being fair, you know you're talking about a whole lot of things about being kind to people. You know what I'm saying? Listening to others. You know what I'm saying? Don't take advantage of other people and stuff, and treat all people fairly. That's all people.
You know what I found out too is that I am not defined by the label others put on me, and I want to talk about that because clearly. This slogan that haters make you greater is important because I think if you believe something, you can achieve something.
That's true.
I've been told that people tell me this, people that I help, that their families have been murdered, and they come back and they say, people don't like you, VJ. People don't like Mad Dads. I said, ma'am, you're talking to the wrong people because there's so many people that love the work we do. We get many more compliments about what we do and the impact that we have in a community than we do about people that hate. And so the people that hate are the ones that make us greater. Because, matter of fact, the only reason right now why Mr. Gil Baggett is sitting on here being my co-host on this radio show is because somebody said they hated Mad Dads and Mad Dads ain't about nothing.
That's right.
And what happened, brother?
And I tell you, you know, it's been my experience in life that when someone is always super critical about something, that part that they're being super critical about is effective. It's making some form of change, and it's running across some form of negativity that they're holding because they're in resistance to the possibility of change.
So,
you know, so I had to investigate it.
And once you investigated, you found out that we're taking you and myself and everybody else around us beyond our limits.
That's right.
That is happening. We got to call a Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and the number is 6131. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
6131, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Patrick Baggett again. I got cut off the first time, sir.
Having a difficulty.
Well, we're welcome you back, and just to let the rest of our callers know, we've got quite a few callers on the line that you just push one when you're ready to talk, and that'll open up the line for me to know that you want to talk. Mr. Baggett, we're talking about you cannot be defined by the labels that others put on you. That does not define you.
Absolutely, and I disagree with that. I disagree with people passing judgment and labeling other people. That's not their job. Only God can do that, and you can do that for yourself if you choose to, but no one outside of you and God has that right.
That's absolutely right, sir. And so, you know, you put a label on yourself. You have to be the one that says, no, I'm a man of God. I'm a man of standards. Are you out on the street, sir, right now?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Where are you located, on the north side?
Yes, I am, sir. I'm on Broadway and Emerson, sir.
Okay, and it sounds like you guys are working to recruit folks to go to the Man Clinic over there on behalf of Mad Dads and North Point?
Absolutely, sir, and it is going well out here. It's kind of hot out here, but, you know, people need help, and they're glad we're out here. They don't see how we can stand the heat, but they appreciate us being out here, though, sir.
Well, thank you, man. And on behalf of myself and the co-host, Mr. Gil Baggett, we want to thank you for the work that you're doing, and we want to appreciate you and let you know, man, Blog Talk Radio has got you covered. We're under the air conditioning of this radio show, but I'll tell you what, we're going to get out there in the heat with you soon. We're going to take our next caller, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
We're going right to 7131, our caller on 7131. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Whoa! Uh-oh, who's on the, is this Mae West?
Huh?
Is this Mae West or Zsa Zsa Gabor?
This is Sarita Jones.
Oh, okay, that's right, Sarita Jones, off the hook.
Yes,
you know, we're talking about, did you catch our subject and what we're talking about, Sarita?
Yes, Yes, people labeling you, and you know what I mean, and don't know nothing about you. You know, they people always label you, and you are right about you have to label yourself, and you have to know yourself and your worth. You can't listen to how people label you, because if that's the case, then I would be, I don't even want to say what I would be, because people label me baby and don't even know me and nothing about me. So you don't listen to those labels. You just know yourself and your heart, and that's what
that's
I listen
right.
to.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And you got that absolutely right because, you know, if somebody had to just say, Sarita, who is Sarita? Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? I'm a good person. I'm a helpful person. I love people. I respect people. And I try to get along with everybody. You know, I'm a lovable person, and no one knows that. They just look at me, and they label me as whatever they want to label me. But that's because those people are insecure within themselves, you know, so they want to label me whatever they want to label me. I've never cared about that. I just keep going because I know who I am.
So
and
you
the
think
people really love me know who I am.
Do you think people label you because you walk like a supermodel and they can't do that?
I do not walk like No, I think they label me because they don't know me. Because there's so many people that label me, and then once they got to know me, it's like, man, I'm really glad I got to know you. Because I thought you was this and that, or I heard from somebody else that you was this and that. They have to get to know a person. No one really, some people label you just by your look. You know, they think, you know, by your look and where they see you at and who you around, who you keep company with. And I think I keep company with a lot of positive people, and I think I do a lot of positive things, but people still don't see that because they're not around me. So they just want to label me as a bad person.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're a great person. I thank you because you're always one of our consistent callers on Blog Talk Radio. Mad Des, Blog Talk Radio. Sarita, thanks a lot. Hold on. We stick with us. Don't you go nowhere. We're going to go right to another caller. We're going to talk to some other folks, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can live a life without limits, okay?
Okay.
That's right. We're talking live there with Sarita. Thank you very much. You know, repositioning yourself so you can live a life without limits is important, and that's what we're talking about. Now, one of the things that we need to reflect on, Gil, is relationships. Family and the people in my life who got me to where I am is important. See, because you can't get anywhere. People say, man, I don't need nobody.
Yes,
I can do this by myself. You got to have somebody.
You got to have somebody. When I was released from prison and my family had moved out of Illinois, they had all moved down to Mississippi, and I was left by myself. So I had a choice to make. You know, I could have, you know, they put me off into a thing called Pacific Gardens. And it's just like the Salvation Army, but it was very, very worse than that. And, you know, and at first I said, I knew I couldn't live like this. But I didn't have any money. I had nowhere that I thought I could go but my one uncle. And when I contacted him, he opened up the doors of his home and said, listen, man, I ain't got much room, but, you know, find you a corner down in that basement, man, and you do what you got to do, Gil, and I'm going to give you the time that you need to get it done. And if it hadn't have been for him, I wouldn't be sitting here today because I knew I had a drive and determination that I was going to change my life. But I needed that help and that opportunity at that time, and it was presented to me, you know. And a lot of our young people out there today, they think that they can do all these things themselves, you know, with limited education, with just a dream or aspiration to do it. And we know through experience it don't work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that because, you know, I always think about when I get in somebody's car, man, the front seat's full of stuff, the back seat's full of stuff, just like it's always just them riding around in their little car.
Yeah.
Well, it says something about you as a person is that you're not social enough to have other people riding your car.
Right.
So there's no reason to use other seats. You can just have one seater. You'd just be just fine going all across the country in your one little seater car. But you're missing out on a lifetime of excitement. And a lifetime of unlimited expectations that could happen in your world. Because if you know what, if you empty those seats out and put the right three people in those seats next to you, you could drive that car anywhere in the world.
That's right.
And we have to think like that. We have to be able to think beyond the limits of just, I think our brothers out there, our gang members, think about just the brothers in their neighborhood.
That's all they, because they don't go outside their neighborhood.
And so we got people that just all think about who's around the corner, down the street, or over south, or in St. Paul, or in Chicago South Side. That's all you think about. You limit yourself to the horizons. I got my passport, man. I'm ready to go to Africa.
Me.
I want to see what them brothers in that hood are doing.
Yeah.
I want to experience the motherland. I'm going beyond South Minneapolis and North Minneapolis and the leaders in St. Paul. You know, it's funny. You go over in St. Paul, people look at you funny. What you doing over here? You got a shirt that says Minneapolis. It says Minneapolis Mad Dads. Well, you know, Mad Dads is national, man. We're all over the country. I'll change the shirt because
right.
I'm going everywhere.
Exactly.
I'm trying to go everywhere. So don't limit yourself. Know that the people you're around are important, and know that you have to have people that love you and care about you in order for you to succeed. And some of you guys know, and women, know that you're dealing with folks that don't care about you, but you're scared to be lonely. Come on, let's be honest. You got folks that you perpetrating with. You know they're not their friends. You know they don't care about you, but you're afraid to be lonely.
That's so sad. And that is the truth. That's what we find so much with teen pregnancy. We're having young girls tell us, you know what I'm saying, the reason I had my baby because I wanted a friend. And it was so sad when it was said, you know, that, you know, they would think like that. You were bringing life into this world in order for you to have a friend. But you forget about you have to be a parent.
Now, that's important. Now, see, now we got to bring Sarita on again. So you done opened up a bag of worms. You done opened up a can of worms. So now I got to bring Sarita on because, see, if I bring Sarita on.
I know that's the pool critic. That's the pool critic. Goes around the pool all day. And she just said, keep alive. That ain't right. Look at that one over there. What are y'all doing over there? Keep critique the whole. Yeah, whatever.
So we're talking about you know, mothers and the fact that they want these babies so young.
Yeah, that's sad. I agree with him. It's a lot of people that do that because they want a friend. They want somebody else in their life. But like you say, they forget that they have to actually parent this child. It's a lot that goes into being a mother, not just having a baby and having that baby next to you, somebody to play with. You actually have to do a lot of things. You got to teach your baby. You got to take your baby places. You got to do a lot of things. And they don't know that. And then once they have it, they get overwhelmed and they don't want the baby no more. You know, but it's too late. They're here now. Now you got to figure it out. And there's a lot of that going on in this world right now.
What, you know, tell me, Sarita, I just want to know kind of what do you feel our solution is to saving these young women so they can stop having these babies so young? And so they can, you know, because once they get stuck, they feel like they can't go anywhere in life.
You know what? I think, like, I know you can't really save them. They have to want to save themselves. That's first thing, you know. So they have to want to stop being in situations like that and having babies by men that don't want them and men that's just coming over and just doing whatever they want. They have to want that. But I noticed back in our day, we had, like, sexual, the school used to bring those counselors there to talk to you about sex. I think they should bring counselors there to talk to you about, you know, self-worth. And, you know what I'm saying, counselors will talk to you about loving yourself. You know, it's like they do the wrong thing. They're talking about sex before they're talking about these kids learning how to love themselves, you know, and not need a child that they can love, you know. So it's like it starts with them. They have to want to not be like that, you know.
Well, that's true. They have to want to not be like that. But you can't want to not be like some if your mother is only 30 years old and she got 5 babies and she's still trying to have more, and then now you're 14, you having a baby, y'all doing stuff together.
That's right.
Yep. That's true. But at the same time, you have to see where your mother went wrong, and you got to not want to go wrong like that. Like, my mother made a lot of mistakes also, but that strengthened me. That made me not want to make those mistakes. That made me want to do better, not do the same as my mother, because I see how it didn't really work, you know. So they have to visibly see it didn't work her way, so I'm going to try this a different way, you know, instead of being like one of those kids that, well, mama, you did it. Well, mama, you did it. I got a sister like that that always brings up things like she wants to do the same thing she did, but that's not positive because the way she did it wasn't right. You know, my daddy wasn't no good. My daddy was one of them men out here, too. And she had 3 babies by him. But, you know, that's not what you want to be. You want to be a little better than that. You know, so they got to learn how to want something better for themselves. These girls don't love themselves. You got girls out here loving men more than they love themselves. You know, that's why when people be critical of me about how much I love myself, I don't listen to that, because I would rather love me and have a strange relationship with myself than love these men like that.
But, hey, Sprinkle, how do these girls just live an unlimited life?
You said unlimited life?
Yeah, how do they choose to have an unlimited life?
Now break that down to me. What you mean by unlimited life?
I mean with all the opportunities, because we live in the age of opportunities now. You know,
right.
I mean, if you have the education, you know, a lot of people say, you know, the white man this, the white man that, the government this, and all these other principalities that, you know. I mean, but if you arm yourself with the right education, the right dedication, the right sacrificial things that you have to do in order to achieve your goals, what are some of the obstacles that these young girls have to, that got to resist in order to have an unlimited life, to have unlimited availability to the accesses and the opportunities out there?
Well, the first thing I think is to stop surrounding yourself by women that bring you, you know, that do the things that you don't want to do. If you're around a whole crowd full of, excuse my language, but dumb women that's doing dumb things, 9 times out of 10, you're going to fall into that same trait, because you feel like they can't say nothing to me because they're doing the same dumb thing. But if you're around smart women that's doing smart things, they can be critical of you, and they can tell you that's not right. You don't want to do these types of things. You want to do it this way. You want to do it. They need to arm themselves with the right people, get around the right positive women, get around positive people, period, that's going to actually tell you where you need to go and be able to take that type of criticism and listen. You know, that's one. See, one thing about me is I listen to criticism. I don't mind it. I actually like it because it helps me to help myself. We all have problems, and there's always got to be somebody that's around us instead of just being our okay man, our yes man. Yeah, you doing right. You doing right. Tell us the truth. You know, and that's what we don't have now. We got whole crowds of people that's messing up. So who's going to tell the next person that they're messing up when you're messing up too? And who are you going to listen to if they just as messed up as you? Am I going to listen to that? No, I'm not. So I want to be around people that does better than me, you know, that knows more than me. Then they could put me on the right path that I need to be on. That's why I'm around you guys. You know, y'all keep me online, because it's a lot of things I need help with also. So when you all correct me and y'all tell me things that I need to do and I need to think about, I do those things and I work on those things.
Hey, you ever thought about being a youth advocate? You know what I'm saying? And talking to these young girls, going out, you know, to the schools and to the pregnancy wards and stuff like that, and talk to these kids?
Well, I told you that's one of the things I've always thought about. And all of my friends think I should be that because I'm always like their counselor. It's just the opportunity never opens up for me to do nothing like that. So that's why I've never done it. But I've always
See, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about living an unlimited life. So whatever those shackles are that's holding you back from doing what you really want to do, you need to shake those shackles, sister.
That's right.
That's right.
And you can do
I'm trying to.
Baby. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, myself, BJ Smith, and
Gil Baggett.
And one of our favorite listeners, Miss
Sharita.
That's right. And so we just want to thank you. Remember, tonight, we meet tonight, and what happens tonight, Gil?
Tonight we have our support group, we have a parenting group, and we have a relationship group where you can get together and you can talk openly and unbashfully about what's affecting and what's holding you back from having that relationship that you need in your life to take you to the next stage.
You remember that guy, man, I forget what it was, on Living Color, that he'd always use them all them long words. And, Gil, sometimes you remind me of that. Yeah, I don't know where some of them words you be coming up with, man. I don't know if they're really in a dictionary, but they sound so cool that I'd be wanting to use them in meetings and stuff, but I ain't sure if they're real. So, but I'll let you use them because you make it sound so good, man.
Okay.
So just know that when you round Gil, he's going to give you some new words. It's called the Blacktionary, and that's all right because – It's a dictionary of words that he has put together that actually do mean something whenever he says them. And
unbashfully.
You can, yeah, just unbashfully.
You know, so we ain't going to bash you out. We ain't going to criticize.
We ain't going to do that. So anyway, you listen to Blog Talk Radio. Remember, we meet tonight. We're going to have a great time. And we just want to thank everybody for supporting us, man. We know one thing for sure, and you can believe this, and you can do without doubt. Two things I know. Your haters make you greater, and we love you, and it ain't
nothing you can do about it.
Thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio. We'll catch you next Tuesday, 1 o'clock, same time, same place, same number. God bless.
Peace out.